Hello, Radio Worlds. This is Alice, and you're listening to Lost Worlds in Distant Places here on WGXC Acra 90.7 FM. I am here every third Sunday at 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time, and the program Lost Worlds in Distant Places lasts for 30 minutes. So thank you for joining me today. Welcome back if you've been here before. I'm grateful to be here with you. So on the last episode, you may remember if you were here, we played Sensory Recollection, the game, and frequent caller and friend Rachel called in and participated in the game, and she won. And winning the game meant that she got to choose where we go next in Lost Worlds and Distant Places, and she chose the memory pool. So that's where we're gonna go. We're gonna go to the memory pool. And I have been there one other time. I do remember it was a little bit of a trek, and it takes a while because it's kind of far away. I don't totally remember where it is though, but we'll figure it out together. We'll journey there together, and I'm excited. Another update, which is related to this journey, since the last episode, is that I lost my smartphone and I don't know where it went, and so I'm phoneless, which means I don't have maps or a GPS, so it's gonna be a little bit harder to get there, but it'll be cool because we'll just have to talk to people in the world and ask for directions, and maybe it'll just be kind of like a way to retrain our brains a little bit and get our bearings, because I personally rely way too much on the maps, and I've noticed that it's been harder in recent years to find my way around anywhere because I'm very disoriented. So yeah, I think it's a blessing in disguise that we won't have the GPS and we'll just have to find our way. I'm excited. I have mentioned before, I really don't like having a smartphone. And so I've just been kind of leaning into this not having one for the time being. It does help because I live in Lost Worlds. I don't need one for work or anything like that. So yeah, it's like been a little bit easier for me to not have a phone than I think it would be for other people. But I just feel like having one has really made it so it's hard for me to think, and it's hard for me to like finish a thought even at this point, and my memory seems like it's getting foggier, and like my sense of time feels very disoriented, and it just feels like it gets in the way of like me actually doing things and connecting with people, even though they're said to like keep us connected. So I don't know, just a little experiment I've delved into, which is I don't have a phone right now because I lost it. I'll report back. I don't want to be isolated or like tuning out by any means, so I'm trying to figure out how to stay connected in other ways. So I'll keep you posted on that one. But for now, All this to say, we don't have maps for this journey today, and that's okay. It's possible to find our way without it. I remember the last time I went to the memory pool. I remember the last time I went, it was a few years ago. I remember that we took a canoe to get there, and that led us there. So I think we're just gonna start by going north to the lake, and hopefully we'll find a canoe, and then we'll take that and find our way. That's the plan that I have, tentatively. So we'll go north. The sun rises east to west, so that means this way is north. Okay, so that's the first step. We know we're going north to the lake. Okay, let's go. Again, you're in lost worlds and distant places. We are going without a map, without a GPS, to the memory pool today by request of Rachel. Thanks for joining me here, and let's begin our journey. Thank you. Okay, we've been going for a while now. Canoeing, I think we should probably stop at this island coming up. And there's like a marina over there. It looks like there's people hanging out. I remember stopping at this island the last time I went to the memory pool. So I think that means we're going in the right direction, but we can check in with these people here and just make sure that we're on the way. Sorry to bother you. I'm just trying to find the memory pool. I've been canoeing for a while with listeners, and I don't quite remember it. I lost my phone, so I don't have maps. Do you remember where it is?
Oh, yeah. If you just come, go out the back of the marina, and out the back door, there's a little trail, and I think that should lead you there, if I remember correctly.
Thank you.
Yeah, we're just having a little party. You're welcome to come hang for a bit if you need a break from your journey at all.
That would be awesome, actually. I was just saying, I feel a little disconnected without my phone, and I'm hoping to, like, hang out with people still, so that would be great.
Oh, yeah, for sure, come hang.
Okay, listeners. Let's go into this party for a bit, and then we can continue on our journey.
Thank you.
Nice to see people and connect. I hope you're enjoying our trek thus far to Memory Pool here in Lost Worlds in Distant Places. So they said we could find the trail behind the marina. I'm not quite seeing it, but I see there's a bunch of fireflies out here. So maybe we can ask them and they'll put us in the right direction. Thank you. I'm looking for the memory pool, and I was told there's a trail around here, but I haven't been able to see it. Do you know where it is? Do you think you could help me? Thank you. Okay, they're saying we have to do a grounding meditation in order for the trail to appear. That's cool. Okay, do you want to lead it? Thank you. Okay. They're saying five things you see around you. Four things you can touch around you. Three things you hear. Two things you can smell. And one thing you can taste. Thank you. I needed that. I love a grounding meditation. Oh, you're right. The trail appeared. Okay. Have a good one. Okay. Thank you for your help. Okay, let's just follow this and hope that it leads to the memory pool. I think I hear it. Sounds familiar. That concludes this episode of Lost Worlds and Distant Places. Thank you so much for joining me, Alice, your host, on this journey to the memory pool. The next episode, we will get to actually be at the memory pool. I knew it was going to take a while, but I'm really glad we did it, and I'm proud of us for finding our way without GPS or maps. As I said before, I lost my smartphone, and so we had to find our whole way there without GPS, and I think it was fun and it proved that we don't need to rely on the GPS for directions. We can just talk to people and follow our intuition. So that's great news. I hope you enjoyed your time here in Lost Worlds and distant places. And I'm looking forward to next episode, which is the third Sunday of the month at 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Have a lovely rest of your Sunday. Bye.